Okay. Anyway, last time we started the dinim of laundering on Shabbos. We said that if you just take water on a dirt spot, a fabric that absorbs dirt, so then it's no good. It's biblical washing on Shabbos. Now, there's actually three parts, halachically, of washing clothing on Shabbos. Now, we mentioned already, but general, because details we're going to learn soon, that plastic, though, vinyl, materials that don't absorb are not a problem because it's not absorbing. But so therefore, you can clean it a little bit. We'll learn later that you're not allowed to rub it a lot, things like that. But generally speaking, there's three aspects of cleaning garments. One is what they used to do. Today you have a washing machine, it really does it. You have soaking it. Then you have, the second thing is, what's it called? Shifshuf, which is scrubbing it. And then you have wringing it out. Now let's say a simple example. You have a rag you want to clean. So first you soak it a little bit for the water to loosen up the dirt. And then you rub it against each other or against a board or just put it in a washing machine where the movement actually is like scrubbing it. And then you have the wringing it out. Now each one of those parts by themselves is considered cleaning. Because even if you don't, let's say there was a rag already in the water before Shabbos. Okay? Now you come Friday night, you take the rag and you squeeze the water out of it. Not only are you squeezing, which is a separate malacha, but in addition to that, you're actually cleaning the garment. Because when you squeeze it out, then the dirty water is coming out. And the dirt of the garment. So we're going to learn each one individually now. Okay, you can't, like we learned already, you can't pour water on a fabric that has a stain. Now what happens if the fabric is completely clean? Mama's a brand new cloth, clean napkin. Are you allowed to pour water on it or soak water or things like that? So there's two opinions in halacha, whether you can shaykh to wash a clean garment or not. And Alter Rebbe brings on both days, by the way. And the din is, you have to be machmir. That even a clean garment should not be washed, even pouring liquid on top of it. Now, this liquid that we're talking about, absorbed liquid, well, what liquids are we, what type of materials are we talking about? For instance, leather, plastic, rubber, nylon, those types of things. The din of Sharia soaking doesn't apply. Because you're not cleaning it by just soaking it. So if you have a plastic dish or whatever, you know, you're just washing, it's not called cleaning whatsoever. Leather. What?
You said leather. So like you walk into the house and came from the rain or something and there's a little mud on your shoes. So you don't, what's the flood? What are you allowed to do?
Okay. That? So we'll get to soon scrubbing. The scrubbing part, not the soaking part.
But banging it off, no question.
One second. No, it's not so easy. Now, scrubbing leather and nylon and vinyl and all that, so it says you're not allowed to rub it hard, but rabbinically. Not minatayra. Minatayra, you can't clean those things. Rabbinically, you're not allowed to take, if there's dirt on your shoe, you can go lightly, but you can't actually scrub it to clean it. Now, if you come home, but by the way, plastic is, again, also shiloh, plastic is different than anything else. But the bottom line is you can't scrub any material. Soaking, if it's plastic, leather, you know, nylon, that you can soak. But rubbing it hard, that you're not allowed to. But there's another issue if you have mud on your shoe. Because you have to keep all the malachas in mind. But lamashul, if you have mud on your shoe that's dry, okay, it dried already, and you want to scrape it off your shoe, like on the corner of the metal piece, that's a shaila of grinding earth. Now we learned already, and when we're learning the Melacha Teichen, we discussed this, by the way, and the din is that you're not allowed to grind anything that grows from the ground, including earth. So therefore, if you have dry mud and you actually rub it off, even take something just to rub it off, you're actually grinding up the dirt, which would be biblically forbidden. So it would be mamish aser to do. If the mud is still wet, you can take it off because then you don't have a shile of grinding. What?
You know these things that fall from the tree and they get to the bottom of the shoe.
You mean the purple stuff?
Sack, whatever. Yeah, sack.
You know, the things.
No?
You cannot store that on the step to the bottom of the shoe.
Right. Why can't you not? You, why? Because you're grinding? You're not grinding it. Mud is different. Mud, you actually grind.
What are you saying? It's a live object. You're saying the sack is a live object.
So you're not grinding it?
No.
You're not grinding it when you take it off. That's not an issue. The issue would be dried mud is actually it's earth. It's a clod of earth basically on your shoe. And then when you take it off, you're actually grinding it.
Wet
mud shouldn't be a problem. You mean those berries?
Right.
Yeah, the berries
you're talking about.
Right.
The same thing over here in August, in June, you know, those purple leaves, and then they fall down, they get all over your shoe, and you bring it into the carpet, and you make your carpet clean.
Right. The
yeah. The berries you're allowed to take off. But you can wipe the bottom of your shoe. First of all, it's rubber or leather.
Okay,
yeah. So you're not taking something and actually... I'll give you an example. If you get mud on the top of your shoe on Shabbos, okay, there's two issues. So we learned you can soak the shoe. I mean, you wouldn't want to soak leather anyway. But let's say it's rubber. It doesn't matter. You're allowed to soak the shoe. You can't take a brush or something and clean it off. Because that, midrabanu, rabbinically, you can't do even on leather materials that don't absorb. Right? But if it's dry, then you have another issue of grinding. You can make it a little bit wet, but then you might have a problem with called lush of kneading. Because there's different particles of mud, and you put water on it, then you're actually kneading it into one piece, which would also be forbidden. Dust of the shoe on a napkin, yes. Because dust is not even absorbed in the leather. It's not even... We'll get to more details of this. Okay. Now, if somebody... There's something called... The Californians don't know what it is. We learned this many times. It's something called rubbers. Or kaloshin, as they call it in Yiddish, right? The Californians don't know what it is. It's something you wear on your shoe when it rains to protect your shoe. In California, it doesn't rain. They don't know what rubbers are. You can't buy them in California. Galoshes. Okay. So then, you're allowed to... Okay. So therefore, let's say you have... Look, the most practical case of this is you're in shul by the kiddush and you get some cholet on your tie, if you wear one, or on your jacket, or on your a shirt. What do you do with that? That's a big problem because you're not wearing a plastic shirt or a plastic jacket. So it's mamish absorbed. You can't take it off. Now, what you could do, by the way, is interesting. Let's say it's a thick piece of dirt or cholent. Yeah? So... What you're really not allowed to take off is the bottom part, which is actually touching the garment. But technically, you could take a knife and cut off the top of it, as long as you don't take off what's connected to the garment. You know what I mean? You could just cut off the top that's not connected to the garment, because then you're not cleaning anything. You could flick it off, yes. Yeah, flick it is not actually cleaning it. Can you lick it off? Yeah, you can, because then you're eating it.
It's not separating.
I'll give you an example. The Poskim talk about this a lot. On Shabbos, you wash your hands.
Okay. Am I allowed to dry my hands on the towel? I'm going to get the towel wet. So the question is, am I allowed to? Am I not washing the towel by drying my hands on the towel? So the Poskim writes, most part, that's Kalocha, that you're allowed to because when you dry your hands on the towel, you're actually making the towel dirty. You're not cleaning the towel. You're making it dirty. And therefore, it's not a problem of cleaning. Okay? But what happens, and that's the same reason, let's say, why you're... I'll tell you where you'll have a problem with this. If you have a wine-colored napkin, it's nothing to do with cleaning, by the way. If you have a wine-colored napkin that's the exact color of wine, and you get wine on your hands, and now you want to use that wine-colored napkin to dry your hands, that could be a shaila of coloring the napkin because you're making it the same color but a brighter color. But let's say you have a white napkin, and then you're drying your hands from wine, so not only are you not cleaning, you're making it dirtier. So then it's not even coloring, you're not coloring because you're ruining it and all those things.
Yeah,
but
same color, you're also not trying to make it a better color.
Yeah, but inevitably you are. No, the Poskim talk about it. If the color is the same exact color of the thing you want to wipe on it, it's a shayla and halacha because you're not ruining it, you're actually enhancing it a little bit. That's what the Poskim write. It's not... Okay. The next thing is chita, which is actually squeezing it. Now, biblically, by squeezing a material garment where the fibers are tight, so then it's biblically forbidden to squeeze liquid out of a cloth. Rabbinically, you're not allowed to squeeze things from materials that don't absorb, but because they're fine particles, the water gathers in them, and then when you squeeze the water out of it, it's rabbinically forbidden. Simple example, hair and beard. Your hair, normally if you wash your beard, right? Technically, you can go like this, and you'll squeeze water out of it. Now, biblically, that's not a problem because the water wasn't absorbed in the beard that you're removing it from the absorption where it was absorbed. But rabbinically, there's schitan here. But what type of hair? Hair which is tight together. For instance, if you have hair on your legs, then it's not a problem washing it because there's no schita there. There's nothing. But if you have long hair that you can actually wring out your hair or a beard, so then rabbinically it's forbidden to do that. What? On your beard you do, not on your hair.
No, even he doesn't have that problem either way.
And the beard's a problem.
Yeah, he doesn't have a problem.
Okay, so. No, that's why it says, okay, if that matters. But like in the Litvisha world, they won't go to Mikvah on Shabbos. One of the reasons is because it's hard to dry your hair and your beard, you might come to squeeze. So Taka, people that do use the mikveh Shabbos morning, whether a pool or mikveh, whatever it is, you have to be careful that you should pat the hair dry and not rub it dry. Okay.